And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
If only I could just play rock and roll today, would I be a happy man. So I'll warm you up with a little doo-wop from the 1950s. See, but we don't have the America that I grew up in anymore. We have a traitor in the White House. If Benedict Arnold were alive, he would be Barack Obama. We have a Benedict Arnold in the White House. It's clear to anyone with an IQ over 85 that he hates this country, hates the population except for certain demographics, and works for the dictatorships of the world, celebrating the enemy and spitting on the graves of our war dead. Are these words too harsh for you boys and girls on this Memorial Day weekend? Well, pause on the way to your vacation. Pause on your freedom, if you don't mind. Pause on your way to the beach. Pause on your way, well, wherever you're going this Memorial Day weekend, because it's really not about you. It's about a memory. And it's a memory for who? You see those weird crosses in those veteran cemeteries? You know, those stupid men who gave their life for the country, the guys you laugh at because you're from another world. You wouldn't give your life for the country. Well, that's the reason you have the freedom to go where you're going this weekend. That's what Memorial Day is. And on this weekend, your Benedict Arnold, the man you put in power, a man who should be in prison as far as I'm concerned, you're Benedict Arnold, not mine. I didn't vote for this creep. This creep. Any other man would have been impeached for what he's done. He should be censured today for what he's just done. This creep goes to Hiroshima instead of going to Arlington National Cemetery. And he goes out of his way to spit on the graves of the American war dead. He puts a wreath in Hiroshima on the graves of the Japanese war dead without respecting the American servicemen who died so that you could go away this weekend to the beach or to a barbecue? Can you believe that this man has the audacity to do a thing like this? Of course you do. The reason he gets away with it is because of the dumb idiots in the United States of America who don't even know that he's spitting on the graves of the war dead. But let me remind you of what Ronald Reagan said. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. That's what Ronald Reagan said. That's when we had a president who could inspire people and remind them that there's a difference between freedom and slavery. This man is the antithesis of everything America stands for, this one in the White House. You put him there, I didn't. He's not my president. Don't ever refer to him as my president, because he isn't. He is the president of Iran. He's the president of China. He's the president of every despotic regime on the planet. And this apology tour is the lowest point yet in his arc of disrespect. That's right, the lowest point in his arc of disrespect. Obama at Hiroshima. He gave a speech that death fell from the sky, and he hugged the Hiroshima survivor. This evil Benedict Arnold in the White House could have gone to Pearl Harbor and hugged a Pearl Harbor survivor, meaning an American serviceman instead of a Japanese serviceman. His shameful apology tour in Japan is the new low. The man is a psychotic anti-American hater, bowing down to Saudi Arabia's king. No head of state ever bowed down to a king, ever. He is a slave to dictators and a dictator to the American people. He goes to Japan, and he went so far now in discharging his duties in a negative way that I'm asking why the traitor didn't hug a real Pearl Harbor survivor. Why didn't he go to our cemetery here? Our war cemetery here. Why didn't he go here? Why is he going there? Why didn't he go to Arlington National Cemetery? And where's the missus, the other great patriot of America? What do you think, she's scot-free? Another one? I never really loved America until I became first lady. Who do you think she is? What do you think should be done? Should Congress censure this Benedict Arnold for dishonoring our war dead? That wouldn't be enough for me. for embracing the enemies? That wouldn't be enough for me. How do you feel about Obama honoring all war dead in Hiroshima? How do you feel about him embracing a Hiroshima survivor and not embracing a Pearl Harbor survivor? What punishment should Benedict Obama face for disgracing our war dead? What punishment should Benedict Obama face for disgracing our war dead? Many of you don't know who Benedict Arnold was. He was an American soldier in the Revolutionary War who was really a spy for the enemy, the British. It's clear to me, as I've said for years on the Savage Nation, which is why the show is so popular, it's very hard to tell the truth, and it's very hard, by the way, to accept the truth. But for years I've been saying he's playing for the other side. It's never been more clear to me than he is playing for the other side. Why didn't the traitor hug a Pearl Harbor survivor instead? Why did he go to Hiroshima and tell the world how bad we were for having dropped the bomb? I have a sound tape, a tape rather, that I want to play for you in a minute of Harry Truman when he was challenged for having dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, because it was controversial, of course, from all of the weak sisters in America then and the weak sisters in America today. In other words, the born slaves. The slaves in America, comes in all races, by the way, slaves come in all colors. The slaves in America are apologizing for us dropping bombs on Japan without any regard to the million men who would have died, American men, who would have died having taken the home islands. The slaves in America, the natural slaves, the progressives, the ones who attack police horses, they're the slaves of America. The natural slaves of America, all of these progressives, are the natural capitulators. They're the ones whose heads were shaved after World War II for having collaborated with the Nazis. They're the ones who were forced to walk the walk of shame in Paris, in Montpellier, in Marseille. In every city in France, they made the collaborators, those who slept with the enemy during the war, they shaved the heads of the women and make them walk the walk of shame. We have them all over this country. I don't have to name them, you know who they are. But the number one traitor, the number one shamer, is in the White House. And so, my friends, I want to play for you, it's a very brief tape. In a minute, so you hear the voice of a real American president. His name was True Man. Now we have a fake man in the White House. See, we've gone from True Man to fake man in one generation. He's the apogee of what Truman was. He's the antithesis of what an American president ought to be. And by the way, he is the reason Trump is soaring. If you want to tie it into current politics, because of this man's shameful, traitorous, anti-American behavior on an almost daily basis, the people are going with a man who never would have gotten where he is today in this country were it not for this shameful Benedict Obama. The phone number here, if you care to call the show, and I wish I could just play rock and roll for you, and I will play some more later on, but my heart is heavy. It's a long weekend. It's a three-day weekend, barbecues, boating, whatever people do, hanging out with friends, camping. But let me tell you something. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for those weird crosses, those uncomfortable crosses, in all of those veteran cemeteries across America. You know those weird little ceremonies you see that those little people conduct? You know those little old ladies who put those wreaths on those pathetic little crosses in Columbus, Ohio? If it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be here. You'd be a slave. You wouldn't have a Memorial Day weekend. My friends, this is a very sad day in American history, that not so much that Benedict Arnold has appeared again, but that he gets away with it without any consequences. There's the sadness. There's the rub, Shakespeare Savage says. It's not that he's doing it because he's done this from the get-go. It's that he keeps doing it and there's no opposition to him in Congress. He keeps doing it and there's no opposition to him in the media. He keeps doing it and there's no outcry amongst the American people. He keeps stabbing America in the heart and there are no riots in the streets. And speaking about riots in the streets, which we all oppose, there is a push for Blue Lives Matter, which of course I support 100%. And they want to raise the penalties for violence against cops to a hate crime level, which is the greatest thing that we could do. So all these progressive slaves who think that by beating up cops or hitting a police car goes without consequences, I want to see them punished with a hate crime. I want this to be the equivalent of beating up a gay. How's that? Or an immigrant. How would that be? A new movement percolating, a Blue Lives Matter push that seeks to raise penalties for violence against police and first responders. You like that one? In the great state of Louisiana, the legislature has voted to expand its hate crime laws to include law enforcement and first responders, in addition to victims targeted because of fill in the flavor, race, age, gender, religion, immigrant status, sexual orientation. Well, I'd like to add first responders and law enforcement. You touch a cop, you get a hate crime. You got that? How do you feel about that? Do you think hate crime laws should be applied to those who are attacking police with impunity because of Benedict Obama, because of Eric Holder? Don't think we've forgotten Eric Holder. This is the man who started the charade. He was the top law enforcement official in the country. He was the number one cop in the country, and he turned on the police. And now he's gone back to a fat job in Washington, D.C. as a corporate lawyer. Don't think anyone's forgotten the names Eric and Holder. Don't think anyone's going to ever forget the name Benedict Obama. Don't think the American people are dumb. You know, there's a saying, God sees the truth but waits. I'd like to add to that. The American patriots see the truth but wait. I'll be back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Someday, the voices of the Hibakusha will no longer be with us to bear witness. But the memory of the morning of August 6th, 1945, must never fade. That memory...
Shut this traitor off. Shut this rotten traitor off my show. This day of infamy will never be forgotten by me. He's making a moral equivalence between us and them in World War II. Instead of laying a wreath in Pearl Harbor, where there are still corpses or skeletons in the hulls of the ships at the bottom of the bay sunk by the Japanese during their sneak attack, instead of going to Arlington National Cemetery, this walking traitor, this amoral traitor, this amoral American so-called president, violating our values, violating the Constitution, treating America's enemies as morally equivalent to us, is a new low even for this character. Now, of course, as apologists such as Jake Tapper and Wolf Blitzer will blink tonight and say he didn't actually apologize in Hiroshima. Did he, Wolf? Wolf, did he apologize? No, Jake, he didn't really apologize. He laid a wreath. He laid a wreath there in at the peace memorial there in Hiroshima. But he is an apologist. Bent his knee to the Arab kings. I love he gave a speech today calling for a world without nuclear weapons as though he's still on a college campus somewhere in an anti-war rally. This is while he's given Iran a fast track to developing a nuclear weapon. He's telling us to no more nuclear weapons. Went to Europe. Europe was saved at least three times by America just in the last century. And yet he went there and apologized on one of his trips. When he said there have been times where America has shown arrogance and been dismissive, even derisive. You know, this would be the equivalent. Attention, Jewish Americans, especially liberals listening to the show. I'm not picking on you. I'm singling you out. You want to know why? Imagine if your president, who you love so much, who you have nothing but kindness for and love for, and you'd love to see Hillary as president because she'd be a continuation of his behavior, his policies and his actions. Can you imagine if this man went to Auschwitz and honored the dead Nazis by saying, "I'm here to honor all the war dead"? And he left and didn't say anything about the Jews that were killed by the Nazis. How would you feel today? Can I possibly awaken you to what I'm talking about? Is there any chance of reaching a belligerent, progressive, leftist person in this country? Is there a chance to break through the belligerence of their stupidity? See, here we have Benedict Obama not going to Arlington National Cemetery, but going to Hiroshima, spitting on the graves of our war dead, not mentioning the rape of Nanking, the Banga Island Massacre, the slaughter of Australian Army nurses, the Bataan Death March, the Sandakan Death March, the cannibalism and the deaths on the Kokoda Track, the conscription of women for sexual slavery in Japanese army brothels by the Japanese, the mutilation and murder of Dutch civilians in Borneo, the murder and the cannibalism of American pilots who were captured, the murder of American pilots and air crew at Midway, the bombing of the hospital ship Manunda, the sinking of the hospital ship Centaur, the extermination of survivors of merchant vessels sunk by the Japanese. And did I fail to mention, my friends, what I spent a lot of time on yesterday? The experiments, the live experiments on live prisoners of war by the peace-loving Japanese in World War II. Peace-loving Japanese conducted experiments on living American, Australian, and New Zealand boys. Not even anesthesia. They removed organs from their bodies. They froze their arms. They amputated their arms and then assigned them to the other side of their body. I don't even want to tell you any more than that. And we're supposed to sit here and have sympathy for them? Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind? Are you people that crazy that you'd let this traitor come back to the country without people demanding he be censured by Congress? That's the least we could do, is demand one person in Congress to stand up and say, Mr. President, we are bringing a censure motion today for your despicable behavior in Japan. It won't happen. Don't wait for it. Not under Paul Ryan. He's just like him. Bowing to foreign leaders, bowing to the King of Saudi Arabia, bowing to the Emperor of Japan, bow to China's communist leader, going to Castro, and now spitting on the graves of our war dead.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
71 years ago, on a bright, cloudless morning, death fell from the sky, and the world was changed. A flash of light and a wall of fire destroyed a city.
Evil,
demonstrated
evil
that mankind possessed the means to destroy itself. Why do we come to this place?
Right here. Death fell from the sky. What about the death that fell from the sky on December 7th, 1941 at Pearl Harbor, Barry? I mean, you grew up in Hawaii, allegedly, didn't you? Did you ever go to Pearl Harbor, Barry? How about telling that death fell from the sky when the Japanese started World War II, against America, rather, on December 7, 1941, when they started the war in their death fell from the sky speech? How come we don't give a speech there? You know, we've gone from Tokyo Rose to Tokyo Barry in one generation. There was once a propagandist named Tokyo Rose. We have tapes of her. Hello, Yankee. That one. Trying to demoralize the American troops. Telling them that they were no good and how good the Japanese were. We now have Tokyo Barry basically shaming us for winning World War II. This is the most outrageous thing this narcissistic psychotic has ever done. This is the most embarrassing thing that this narcissistic animal has ever done. I've never heard anything like this. If it wasn't for Harry Truman, we wouldn't have ended the war so quickly. The Japanese would have fought to the last woman, the last child on the home islands. Ask them who know the history. As I've told you, they were told to make weapons out of bamboo sticks, even the old women, and to kill Americans when they came on the islands. Truman understood that if he didn't use the bomb, perhaps a million American service members would have died. 1 million. And by the way, Japanese resistance was actually growing as the U.S. forces were preparing for invasion. And the fanatical Japanese resistance was being marshaled, by the way. And the number of projected U.S. casualties kept rising by military planners at the time. So the fact of the matter is, although it was horrible, war is hell. Truman did what he had to do to end the war in the Pacific. He wanted to end the war and save American lives because he put... And notice the emphasis, save American lives. He wasn't a citizen of the world. Truman was not a citizen of the world. He was the president of the United States of America. Obama, if he's a citizen of the world, ought to go move to Brussels where he belongs. Let him go eat mussels in Brussels. I think I've said all I want to say right now. Do we have Truman? Let's play Truman so they could hear him after the war. Go play it.
It was my purpose to wind up the war as soon as possible. I believe that no man could fail to use the bomb and afterward look his countrymen in the face.
I believe no man could have failed to use the bomb and look his countrymen in the face. You hear this? Tell that to Barry from Honolulu. Tell that to the apologist. Unbelievable to me. Why is he not at Arlington National Cemetery? Why isn't he even at Pearl Harbor laying a wreath there? Why didn't the traitor hug a Pearl Harbor survivor instead of going there? Truman said that bomb caused the Japanese to surrender and it stopped the war. I don't care what the crybabies say now because they didn't have to make the decision. But there he is again. I mean, saying, well, why am I going on? I'll keep going on 3 more hours. How's that? You don't like it? Go have a hot dog. Go stuff your mouth with a hot dog if you don't like it. Go fill your face with a rotten grease burger. See if I care. Go smoke some medical marijuana, you born slaves, all of you. You drug addicts. No, this is Memorial Day weekend, and I have one job. Only one job. And that job is to remind you that Memorial Day is a memory for those guys under those crosses. That's what Memorial Day is for. It's not to see a traitor going to Japan and apologizing for America having won World War II. It's sickening. There's not a brave soul in the entire press corps, not one single human being who will say one word to Barry from Honolulu. How does he get away with it? What are they afraid of? He's not a dictator. He won't have them killed. I mean, if we live in a free country, which we do, why doesn't someone stand up once and say, Mr. President, what you did in Japan was an embarrassment to this country, and risk his job? One man, let one man in the press stand up and once at a press conference say that to him. See if you'll ever hear that. Never. You'll never hear it for the rest of your life. And that's because we no longer have a press. They're not the Fourth Estate, my friends. They became the Fifth Column a long time ago. I explained that to you over and over again. I'm not going to explain it again. The Fourth Estate has become the Fifth Column. Look it up. You'll see what I'm talking about. Now let's take some calls. How do you feel about Obama honoring all war dead in Hiroshima? Who did you lose in World War II? Do you approve of Obama's apologies? You're going to get some psycho tell us yes. They were brainwashed to believe it. They know nothing about Japanese Unit 731. They don't know anything about the rape of Nanking, the Bataan Death March, etc., let alone Pearl Harbor. They don't know what Pearl Harbor is. They actually think it's a harbor where there are pearls. ABC, New York City. Nick, go ahead, please. What's your comment today on the Savage Nation?
Thank you, Michael. I had 4 brothers in World War II. 3 were in the Pacific and one in Europe. My oldest brother was killed on USS Wasp with a kamikaze bomb. Went through the flight deck and killed him and 102 other sailors that day. And unfortunately, they had to bury him at sea. We never had to have, we had a full military funeral in lower Manhattan, New York. And it was quite sad, but this president is making me, is sickening me.
You actually emotionally understand what I'm feeling today as I see this character, this evil character, do this to us again?
I just can't. I can't believe that he would say such things in face of everything that's happened.
Am I the only emotional person in this country? Am I the last man in America who has any feelings? Sometimes I feel that I'm the last person on earth who actually feels anything.
You're speaking for many, many, many people at this particular time.
All right, my friend. Thank you very much. What can I say? Pardon me if I'm too emotional. I apologize for being an American. I apologize for feeling something for those people underneath those crosses, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here. I'd be a lampshade. KBOI Radio, Luke. Go ahead, you're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah. My father was in the military. He's in the Navy. And my little brother's about to go in the military, too. And I've been to Pearl Harbor. And I'm 23 years old, and I went to Pearl Harbor last year. And the amount of emotions, I felt so many emotions in when I was there. And it just, the fact that...
Well, it's okay, good. All right, so you go there, you look down, you see the hulls of the ships the Japanese sunk in their rain of hell. You know, what did Obama say? Something fell from the sky? Death fell from the sky? Tell that to the men laying underneath their watery graves there. Death fell from the sky on them, too. How come he didn't go to Pearl Harbor? How do you feel about that today? Does it bother you?
It pisses me off to know... I have no words for it. That's how much it is.
Good. All right. Well, good. This is the difference. I have words for it. That's all. Thanks for calling. You know, I've said to you before that even when I began in radio 22 years ago, I used to quote, not to get too esoteric, I speak for many people. Let's put it to you that way in plain English. A talk show host gives words to the emotions that many people feel and don't have the words for. We are articulate people, those of us in talk radio. We're supposed to be very articulate, and we're supposed to articulate what you're trying to say and you don't often say. Mallarmé, the French poet, wrote it, and I will quote it because I think it's so important, when he said, "Donner plus clair le mot de la tribu," to make clearer the words of the tribe. I remember reading that when I was studying French literature a long time ago. To make clearer the words of the tribe. And that's what we do in talk radio. We're trying to make clearer the words of the tribe. We're trying to make your more clearly, express more clearly for you what you are feeling as you see this man do this thing to this country. I say again, Benedict Arnold comes to mind, the American traitor. He is a traitor through and through. I have sensed it from the beginning, from the get-go, when he attacked the police way back in Boston. Do you remember that meeting with the police? You remember that incident? The man has been anti-police, anti-military, anti-family, anti-church, anti-God, anti-American, anti-flag, anti-language, anti-borders, anti-culture from the day he came here. He is a hardcore international whack job leftist. So you say, well, okay, we know this. Now move on. Talk to us about your dog instead. No, I'm not going to talk about Teddy and me. You could go look at the book in a bookstore this weekend and buy it for Father's Day. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm outraged that there's no outrage. How's that? My outrage is that I'm the only one who's outraged. Not another talk show host is talking about this. I don't hear any outrage. Is there any outrage out there other than the Savage Nation? I want to know. Is this true or false? Raise your hand if you heard outrage anywhere. Seen outrage anywhere? Seen it on the media? Anywhere? Any television station? CNN? MSNBC? ABC? CBS? NBC? Fox News? Did anyone say a word about what this anti-American Benedict Obama is doing? I don't know. I really don't know. The American people seem to be the sheeple that I have feared they are. They're ready for the ring in the nose. Whatever happens, man, if it feels good, do it. They want to enslave me. That's cool. That's cool. I'll just get my marijuana and my guitar. Ugh. Grateful Dead, man. Play some Grateful Dead. Maybe we'll get the regressives. Maybe we'll get the degressives to listen to the show. Yeah, don't ever call them progressives. Call them degressives, even though there's no such word. Call them degressives. Let's play some degressive music. All right, turn it off. Jerry Garcia, morons run around worshiping a drug peddler with a guitar. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUICOIN.
How often does material advancement or social innovation blind us to this truth? How easily we learn to justify violence in the name of some higher cause. Every great religion promises a pathway to love and peace and righteousness, and yet no religion has been spared from believers who have claimed their faith as a license to kill. Nations arise.
Right there. Did you hear what the backstabber just did? He attacked Christianity again. He equated Christianity to Islam once again. Again, not only did he stab our troops in the back, but he just stabbed the major religion of America in the back. No religion has been spared from believers who have claimed their faith as a license to kill. So now he's making the equivalency between the Islamo-fascists who are raping, murdering, burning their way across the world with the Christians of the Middle Ages. Once again, He's equating the Crusades now with the Muslim Crusades of today. He's warping 500 years of history together as though we have not evolved. While we have evolved, the throwbacks have not. While we have evolved, the Islamo-fascists are stuck in the 7th, not even the 9th century. Because as I've taught you in my history lesson here about Islam, the 7th century was filled with their conquest. By the 9th century, they were already cooperating in many ways with the people they had conquered in many countries. We're now living in a 7th century revival of Islam, not even a 9th, but that's for another time. So I don't know who wrote the speech. Is it that character who lied about Iran, Ben Rhodes? Ben Rhodes should be, well, let's stop right there. I was going to say tried for crime. What crime? What country? Where is there a crime in this country? When you got people selling virtually everything as a lie in this country, turn on the television set. Right? Mesothelioma. Every minute another ad for another shyster lawyer. Another shyster lawyer attacking another legitimate company in the country to take it down. Every second, wherever you turn, a nation of deceit. You got an ad, they'll buy it. The only thing they wouldn't buy an ad for is someone selling American flags. But you want to invent a disease caused by a company? Go ahead, they're waiting for you. You lawyers. Al Capone said, you know, you can steal more with a fountain pen than you can with a machine gun. Well, you can steal more with a class action lawsuit than you can with a machine gun or a nuclear bomb. Well, anyway, that's a separate story. The country is rotten from inside and out right now, and we got the leader we deserve. He is actually a representation of all of the corruption of the spirit of this nation. Let me put it to you that way. He wouldn't have gotten there, number one, and he wouldn't have stayed there for so long if this was not a nation that has been corrupted from within. Now, I don't have an answer for you. I'm not standing here like God Almighty on a cloud looking down saying, you know, follow me and I'll save the country. I'm not running for anything. This is just one man speaking from the heart. One man, one Zorba. I am Zorba today, standing at my window screaming out to God or the fates. And I'm screaming from the bottom of my soul. How in the world can this man get away with this? Day in and day out. Now the apology tour to Japan, spitting on the graves of our war dead, embracing a Hiroshima survivor, not embracing a Pearl Harbor survivor, of whom there are quite a few, by the way. They're not only in Pearl Harbor, they're all across this country. This creep, this anti-American backstabbing SOB, did not even say one word about the American war dead. Not one word, this apologist. And when he comes back, yes, sir, coming down Air Force One. Yeah, snap those heels. Yes, sir. How do you people in the military put up with this guy? How do you take it when you have to salute this character? How do you do it? How do you take it in the Secret Service when you know he hates your guts? I don't understand this. No one says a word to him. There have been other countries that have had horrendous leaders, despotic leaders, anti-nation leaders, leaders of their own nation who they knew were no good. There was blowback. There were consequences. There was discussion. There was outrage. There was screaming. There was yelling. Nothing with this guy. Don't tell me because he's an African-American that that's the reason. That's not the reason at all. It has nothing to do with his race. It has to do with the fact that he has somehow triangulated the press. He has something on every last one of the little boys and the little girls. I saw them at the National Press Club. I saw their faces. It was not the faces of evil. I wouldn't have needed Orson Welles to paint the picture of the faces of evil at the National Press Club. It was the faces of a ship of clowns.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
On Memorial Day weekend, World War II gave us rock and roll, gave us the hippie generation, and here we are, the end of the arc of the hippie generation. with a hippie president, laying a wreath at the foot of our enemies, saying he's honoring all war dead, not our war dead, basically spitting on the graves of the American dead, didn't go to Pearl Harbor, didn't go to Arlington. Instead, he goes there and again shames America for winning World War II. And that's what we're talking about. It's that simple. Welcome to the show. Here we are. Not one mention of the Rape of Nanking, where the Japanese soldiers took Chinese babies and threw them up on the edge of bayonets. The Banga Island Massacre, the Bataan Death March, the Sandakan Death March. Cannibalism on the Kokoda Track against American and Australian troops. Japanese army brothels filled with women that were enslaved by the Japanese military. The mutilation and murder of Dutch civilians in Borneo. The cannibalism and murder of captured American pilots. The murder of American pilots and aircrew at Midway. The bombing of the hospital ships Manunda and Centaur. The extermination of survivors of merchant vessels sunk by the Japanese. They machine gunned them in the water. None of these facts matter to Hussein from Honolulu. Instead, Barry from Honolulu told reporters that his trip to Hiroshima, the first American president to spit on the American war dead like this, said it was intended to honor all those who were lost in World War II. Notice the emphasis on all those, creating the moral equivalency now between those who rained death from the sky upon our men, 3,000 men, nearly 3,000 men. They don't count to him. Okay, I made my point. I made this point yesterday about the moral equivalency. Just going there was an apology, no matter what Jake Tapper will report tonight, the government agent. Death fell from the sky, not about the death that fell from the sky at Pearl Harbor, and et cetera. Where is the Japanese embrace at Arlington? Where is a Japanese leader coming here to Arlington National Cemetery? Or even let him go to Pearl Harbor. How come no Japanese has ever gone to Pearl Harbor and apologized for having bombed our naval fleet at Pearl Harbor, huh? Oh, because we're better than them? Is that the answer? I'm asking today, how do you feel about Obama spitting on the graves of our war dead? More specifically, what punishment should Benedict Obama face for disgracing our war dead in Japan? There is a punishment. It's called censure by Congress. There's such a thing called censure, isn't there, Robert? Look up censure. C-E-N-S-U-R-E, censure. Congress could censure him for dishonoring our war dead and embracing the former enemy. Why didn't the traitor go and hug a real Pearl Harbor survivor? Why is Congress invisible, let alone supine? This is not a supine Congress or a cooperative Congress. It is a supine Congress. There's a word, supine. I know you haven't heard it yet on radio in the last year or so, but it's spelled S-U-P-I-N-E. We have a supine Congress. Why are they supine to this man? What does he have on them? What do they have on these guys and the press? Well, okay, I don't have answers to these questions. All I know is that as a former Boy Scout, I'm disgusted. It's that simple. As an immigrant son, I'm disgusted. I'm waiting for an American president to reappear in my lifetime. And I hope it's Donald Trump. I hope he sets the record straight. I hope that when he is president on Memorial Day weekend, he goes to Arlington. I'm sure he will. He certainly wouldn't go to Japan and apologize. I'm sure he'll be at Arlington with his lovely family laying a wreath at the graves of our war dead. That's what you'd expect a president to do. We almost took it for granted, didn't we? For all these decades since World War II, we took it for granted, the symbolic laying of a wreath at Arlington. Oh, yeah, there's the president. Paid no attention to it. We assumed that was the duty of a president. And then we wake up and we have this hippie, communist, backstabbing president of yours going to the enemy of the time now. Never forget, they were our enemy then. You know, this is going to fan up anti-Japanese sentiment in this country, what he's doing, not what I'm doing. I have supported Japan and the Japanese from the day I started in radio. Make no mistake about it. I have admired their culture. I've admired their intelligence. I admired their brains. This man is setting relations backwards with Japan and the Japanese. He's going to provoke a backlash for what he is doing. Everything this man does is backwards. Everything. So what do you want me to do about it? All I can do is take your calls. But before I take your calls on Rock and Roll Friday, because it's a long weekend, the burgers are waiting, the hot dog is waiting, the corn is waiting. I'm going to a barbecue somewhere on Monday. It's like a, you know, like a club barbecue somewhere. I can't even go. It's like a buffet. I can't eat anything there. Corn has butter on it. The hamburger is greasy. The hot dog's made from the hoof and claw of a rat. There's nothing I could eat, so what's the point of going to a barbecue? I wouldn't care if it was no dollars. I'd pay $30 for a great barbecue, and there's nothing I could eat there. But the point is, what is Memorial Day? Who are you remembering? What, a memorial for who? Your grandmother? Memorial. What does it mean, memorial? If it's the war dead, why do you think a nation has a memorial to their war dead? Why? No, obviously you know why if you're in the military, or you come from a military family, or if you're reasonably patriotic, you know what Memorial Day symbolizes. But why is it that the vast number of ungrateful illegal immigrants who come here not only don't know what Memorial Day is, but they spit on the graves of our war dead if they could, as they've done in England? Like the Muslims. Oh, yeah, you don't know about that. They have their day, too. I think it's a Poppy Day or something. And their Muslim invaders went and defaced the memorials to their war dead. And they didn't throw them out of the country. Me, they wouldn't let into the country. The Muslim invaders, they let in by the boatload. You hear? That's called the suicide of a nation. Right now, Obama basically is committing suicide for America by morally debasing us. You don't take a nation down that quickly. You first have to take down their pride. You have to remove their pride. You have to erase their history. You have to make them ashamed of their race, by and large. That's what he's been working on around the clock. Around the clock, whiteness studies, white privilege, attack the cops, attack the police. Whatever you want to do, break down the society piece by piece until eventually there's no resistance whatsoever. A murderer is less to fear, as we learned many years ago from our dear friend in ancient Rome. Remember that one that I've read for you for so many years on this program? That great quote from that great book, Marcus. Remember Marcus, who I'm talking about? Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Raise your hand if I know what I'm referring to. The enemy within, you know what I'm talking about. It's a great quote. It's a great quote for a day like today, and I think I'm searching for it. I have a stack of all the books I've written here on my broadcast desk here in San Francisco, and I found it. Written in 2000 and whatever, Michael Savage, The Enemy Within. It's actually my favorite picture ever taken of me. It's me in a trench coat standing against the wall of a certain building in North Beach up on a hill. And the way the shadow hits me, you see the lights falling. It's falling to the west. And it threw a shadow of my face against this concrete wall. And in this book, The Enemy Within, I quote Marcus Cicero. Marcus Tullius Cicero, a Roman orator from 42 B.C., when he said, "A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear." Cicero, Roman orator, 42 B.C. Now go to the Cicero, the person Cicero was talking about, Robert, in the form of Hussein from Honolulu, right now on the Savage Nation.
"Someday the voices of the Hibakusha will no longer be with us to bear witness. But the memory of the morning of August 6, 1945 must never fade. That memory allows us to fight complacency. It fuels our moral imagination. It allows us to change."
I think I've said all I want to say. When I come back, you're going to speak and I'm going to listen. Then we're going to go on to some other topics. And I brought up another great topic, by the way. I haven't heard anyone call on it. Blue Lives Matter. There is a push to raise penalties for violence against cops. They want to make it a hate crime, and I'm 1,000% for it. I would sign any petition that would escalate violence against police or first responders to that of a hate crime. How about you? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. Canada. I liked him when he was alive, but whatever. So with the threat of North Korea and Iran acquiring nukes and U.S. allies begging for defense, Hussein from Honolulu may have a real hard time bringing about a nuclear-free world. In fact, it's less likely now than when Hussein took office, according to those who know. I don't know how the military doesn't see this. Now, on another topic, Mark Zuckerberg is being called the dictator of the Facebook nation. Thanks, Mark. Savage Nation, Facebook Nation. Oh, he's richer than me. I get it. More powerful than most nation states. The head of nation states don't have the power he has. If we had a legitimate government or governments, this would be broken up. Facebook would be broken up, and so would Google. Oh, yeah. I love all you leftists scream about monopolies, and you talk about the robber barons of the 1900 era. These are the robber barons of today, evading taxes and running dictatorships. They're monopolies. Facebook should be broken up by the government. One of the first things that Donald Trump should do is have his antitrust division, the antitrust division of the Justice Department, look to break up Facebook and Google for monopolistic practices, because this is a monopoly. What do you think the antitrust divisions were created for? It's to prevent guys from Zuckerberg arising and having total power. But that's a topic for another day. Of course Zuckerberg is a dictator of the Facebook nation. God bless him. But no, not God bless him. No, bust the trusts. Bust the trusts. You're talking about the U.S. Steel and the railways. Well, no, you got to bust up the Googles and you got to bust up the Facebooks and the Microsofts. They're far too powerful. They're more powerful than any single government on earth. Do you know that? How do you let a thing like this happen? Do you want Mark Zuckerberg having more power than the President of the United States? I hope not. You say, well, it's a private enterprise. Nonsense. At a certain point, if a private enterprise becomes bigger than a government, then you have to bust the trust. That's what an antitrust law is for. Do you get that? No, you don't want to talk about it. I get it. All you dreamers out there. All you dreamers out there. All you game players on the Savage Nation. Memorial Day weekend. Yay, hot dogs. Get stoned. Yeah, barbecue. Restaurants worth a day. Yeah. Best seafood. Best hot dog. Best drive. How to eat your way along the California coast. How to drive to the Jersey Shore and not die of ptomaine poisoning. I don't blame you. I mean, I really don't blame you. Most people would rather do that. You'd rather drive around and eat, drink, and be merry. Why not? That's what you're supposed to do.
Last-minute options for Memorial Day weekend, says the San Francisco newspaper.
Now, one of the options include going to a veteran cemetery and putting a little flag on a grave. No, just roll in the mud and get stoned. Stuff your face with a hot dog. Last-minute options for Memorial Day weekend. Oh, yeah. Climb this. Camp that. See the coast at the Big Sur. Look at the waves like you never saw a wave before. Go to a campground with all the wonderful people. Go to the recreation area and see the high society of the United States of America in the neighboring tent. Oh, yeah. And go inhale the smoke from the next neighbor's charcoal lighter. Go ahead. Get a nice clean whiff of the charcoal fluid. Get bitten by his pit bull. Go to the restroom in a campground. Nice, nice, nice. Go to Lake Tahoe and see if you can drive for 3 minutes. Nice Memorial Day weekend. It's a beautiful life. Lake levels in California are 100% or higher right now, most of them. Yeah, oh yeah, the drought's over, but Jerry Brown is still maintaining the water restrictions. He's still proposing global warming and the water restrictions. The Sierra Buttes, they are beautiful. I don't know how much longer I could stay in the state. If he robs me of any more taxes, I'm leaving. I'll leave the state, that's all. Say, oh, good, raise taxes so guys like Savage lead. Yeah! Bring in more illiterate morons from other countries, people who don't speak English. Yeah! Those who don't pay taxes, bring in more of them. Bring in more of them. We don't need them. We don't need the intelligent people and the doers. Get rid of all of them. Bring in the morons. Bring in those from around the world who do nothing for the country or the state, that don't even pay taxes. 855-407-282. Larry on WMAL is Savage Nation. What's your topic?
Michael, I agree.
What happened? You're a what?
I agree with you with 99.9% of the things you say. I'm an ex-Navy vet, 26 years. And I only say this because when it comes to policemen, I served with some great people in the United States Navy, and I served with some degenerates. I know some buddies of mine that are in the police force that are great people, and they tell me some of the degenerates that they serve with. And I love our police. I don't want anything to happen to them, but I've seen them make up, military police make up charges against guys I was with overseas.
Yeah, but in general, right now, there's a war against our men in blue, and it's a result of Obama and Eric Holder, and I want penalties raised for violence against cops.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855.
My own nation's story began with simple words. All men are created equal and endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, including life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Realizing that ideal has never been easy, even within our own borders, even among our own citizens.
But we go again.
Staying true to that story is worth the effort.
Ah, you liar, you. Look, this guy hates this country. This guy hates what it stands for. He's been trying to dismantle it from the beginning. I've spent all day yesterday, 2 hours of yesterday, then I went to the fortune teller for hour three. If you missed it, I'm sorry. You missed the best part of the show. And then I have to do it today because he did it. He made it worse today. Bowing down there at Hiroshima, putting a memorial, flowers in Hiroshima, not at Arlington National Cemetery. He didn't even go to Pearl Harbor to lay a wreath. So if you don't understand what I'm doing today, you know, I pity you. If you're one of the detractors, apologists, or a traitor, I pity you. Man just sent me a note. He said, I'm reminded of a portion of a speech by Teddy Roosevelt delivered in Paris in 1910, which has been described as the man in the arena. And he said to me, Michael, President Roosevelt's empowering talk reminds us that it's not only the result of man's actions that must be recognized, but the courageous, self-sacrificing effort expended in furtherance of that man's beliefs, and the emphasis is on beliefs. The speech basically said, the credit belongs to the man who was actually in the arena. In the arena. And he said, Michael, you are that man. God bless you, warrior. He really loves what I do, and I admire him greatly. But I really admire those men and women in the military, and I admire the graves all around America and in Europe of those who fought that I can be here free on this radio. Because make no mistake about it, if it was not for those men under those crosses, we wouldn't have freedom of speech. We'd be living in the equivalent of a North Korea or an Iran. And those of you who would still be allowed to even speak would be afraid to say a word. And unfortunately, under this progressive, regressive regime, people are increasingly afraid to express themselves in the workplace or even at home. They're afraid that they'll be turned in by the PC police. Remember in Nazi Germany, I used to read when I was a kid. I couldn't believe it. I remember they used to tell me, do you know, they'd whisper it. Do you know they would say, Michael, that in Germany, under Hitler, children would turn in their parents if they said something against Hitler or the government? I said, I can't believe children would do that. Now we're living in an America where basically children turn in their parents if they say anything that is non-PC. The teachers try to pry it out of them. Yeah, we're moving there. And we hope we have one chance to stop this trajectory to the end of this nation's freedoms. That's Donald Trump. Not that he's perfect or a great man. That's hardly the point. Larry King asked me, why do you like the Donald? And that kind of thing. I said, I don't know the man, really. I met him once, twice. I said, it's not about Donald Trump, it's about his ideas. I said, his ideas are as close to mine as anyone running for office, and I also think he's the only one who could defeat Hillary. I've said that to you on the show for months, right? He's the only one who could turn the ship around. It's that simple. Now let's go to one of the callers I've been holding, Derek on KBET in Las Vegas. Derek, welcome to the program. What's on your mind, my friend?
Hi, Michael. I'm a fourth-generation Japanese-American. My grandmother saw the B-29s fly over Japan. She was in there. She was green-carded in Hawaii at the time. And, you know, what Obama's doing is just negating completely not just what all Americans who fought in the war did, but also the 442nd. As a Japanese American, I would not be able to have had my own business. I would not have been able to serve in the U.S. military for 11 years. You know, for what they did as well, for their offspring is just...
No, I hear you, and you know you're raising the most important. You're raising one of the most important points of the day. Most people don't know about the 442nd. I do, and I've talked about it in glowing terms. They were the most highly decorated combat unit in the history of World War II, and they were Japanese Americans who wanted to prove their loyalty to America, not to Japan. It's a great, great lesson for those of us in America who are wondering about the loyalty of, let us say, certain immigrant groups. I've often wondered why there is no equivalency today of a Muslim unit, an all-Muslim unit sent to fight, for example, against ISIS. Wouldn't that make sense to you?
Definitely, and it's an opportunity for them, I think. I mean, the men of the 442nd knew 100 years from now what they did would count towards something, hopefully, and here's Obama doing it, and he's just negating it all. It's amazing.
And here you are, a Japanese American agreeing that he's embarrassing not only America but the 442nd itself.
I do a lot of business in Japan, and I talk to a lot of my business associates there, and they just can't believe our president. They just cannot believe it.
You know, I looked at the pictures today coming back from Tokyo of him laying the wreath in Hiroshima, and I look at the leadership of Japan. They're looking at him like he's crazy for what he's saying. They don't respect him for that. They know that he's a traitor to his own nation. That's what I see in the eyes of the Japanese. They're actually smiling at him, laughing like the man is a stooge.
You know, the whole world look at us and go, well, we'll just take whatever's left over. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking
Well,
part.
Hold on. I'm sending you a copy of Teddy and Me for Better Days when we can maybe have our peace of mind back again, when we know America's in the hands of a man who loves the country instead of one who's undermining it at every turn. Stay in the line. A couple of more calls and we'll move on, my friends, on the Savage Nation. That was from Derek, Japanese-American. He was talking about the 442nd. Again, look it up. I hate to say Google it, but I don't know of another, you know, because of the monopoly. Google it. I mean, there's another search engine, Savage it. Go do a Savage search for the 442nd. Yeah, when the government breaks it up, I'll tell you what, I'll take 10% of their business. I'll run a Savage search engine with their engineers and their staff. So anyway, 442nd, Japanese Americans who volunteered, by the way, to serve in World War II. They weren't conscripted because of the embarrassment of the internment of their relatives. Instead of becoming enemies of America and bombing trains and federal buildings, these Japanese young men said, we're going to show the world what we really are and where our loyalties lie, because they had such tremendous pride. And ferocious warriors they were sent to Italy. And the 442nd, as I said, was the most highly decorated combat unit in World War II. They distinguished themselves in every way, and there was a U.S. Senator, Daniel Inouye, from Honolulu, who had lost an arm in that war, in that battle, in one of the battles in the war. Became a U.S. Senator. He was a Democrat. But he was a Democrat liberal when the word liberal and Democrat had a different meaning than it does today. He was a patriot who loved America. No one ever questioned his loyalty. He was a wonderful man, Daniel Inouye. But the 442nd should be a model for our, let us say, problems with Islam. Because make no mistake about it, we have a real problem with radical Islam. It has not gone away. Just because you haven't read about it recently, it has not gone away. They are still bombing, killing, murdering, raping, dismembering, setting people on fire, burning them alive with acid, burning churches, killing Christians, raping Christians around the globe. So you say, well, why would Obama keep bringing them in, bringing them in, bringing them in? Why would he go lay a wreath in Hiroshima? Why? Why? You put two and two together, that's all. 30 Days to a More Powerful America. I think that's the book I'm going to write. 30 Days to a More Powerful America. I'll write a little script for Donald Trump. I'll give him a 30-day program of what to do from when he's inaugurated until February of 2017. 30 days I could straighten out the country. But it couldn't be done, you know, that you need some kind of extreme abilities of the type Obama has. You need 30 days and 300 executive orders, and then you have a nation back again. Those jets would be fueled out of this country. You wouldn't even know. Those private jets out of San Francisco from the people who've robbed the Treasury blind, those jets would be fueled at Moffett Field They'd be out of here before Trump even took the oath of office. They'd be out of here so fast with their bags of gold. Actually, the bags of gold are waiting for them in Switzerland. So here we are. Yes, indeed. Memorial Day. Barbecue, hot dogs, hamburgers. Obama tells reporters his trip to Hiroshima is to honor all war dead. Yep. Obama at Hiroshima. Death fell from the sky as he hugged the Hiroshima survivor. Very sad story, Hiroshima. Terrible thing what happened to the people. They suffered for years and years and years. Terrible thing. But that's not the point of the story. There are other points to this story. And there was other suffering in World War II, by the way. He's gone too far in Japan. He should be censured by Congress. If you'd like me to talk about it, I'll talk about the firebombing of Dresden, if you'd like to know about how many Germans died. You know how many Germans died when Dresden was firebombed by the Allied Air Corps? Why did they firebomb Dresden? Because they were sadistic white men who enjoyed seeing civilians catch fire? No, that's not why. There was a reason that Dresden was firebombed. It's because the Germans, like the Japanese, put many of their military manufacturing facilities in the heart of civilian communities. I don't know if you know that. Did you know Nagasaki was largely a military manufacturing city? Did you know any of that? Yeah, didn't make it to your history book. I know that. But they've cleverly built it in the city in order to use them as basically, you know, hostages. So, my friends, this is some of the reality we're dealing with. I can hear the moaning, by the way, as I talk about the corpses at Pearl Harbor. I can feel the skeletons reaching up from the water, from their watery graves, as they see our traitorous president selling them out for a photo opportunity. And now, Mr. Abe of Japan has not yet come to the USS Arizona monument. He has not yet bowed to our burned alive sailors. He did not yet throw a wreath into the water at Pearl Harbor. Mr. Abe of Japan, how is that possible? And by the way, if Japan had owned a nuclear weapon and they were racing to develop one, San Francisco, L.A., Portland, Seattle, Honolulu, death falling from the sky. They were racing to develop a nuclear weapon. I have all the proof. I've read many of the books. If they had the bomb, do you think that they would have wrung their hands over using it on Los Angeles or San Francisco? No. Now we have China deploying nuclear-armed submarines. Now we have Russia building bases in Nicaragua. Now we have North Korea openly threatening to annihilate us with their nukes. Now we have an Iran developing nukes because of Obama. And he's talking about disarming the world. About a nuclear-free world. Christians are being exterminated across the Middle East. And here we are, still arguing in the Democrat Party whether or not to support Israel. Here we have a communist United Nations deliberately ignoring this aggression going on around the world, instead talking about the fake climate change monster, the cookie monster called climate change. All part of Barack Obama's legacy of death. So, my friends, I see the truth and I don't wait. Before the bombs were dropped on Japan, the intransigent Japanese fascist military vowed to slaughter any American soldier who invaded the mainland. Have you forgotten this? Wolf Blitzer would like you to forget it. Jake Tapper, who apparently has amnesia, never learned this. Many people say they got what they deserved, by the way. The atrocity was committed when bombs were dropped on Pearl Harbor. That was the first atrocity of many. How about the 250,000 civilians slaughtered by the Japanese over a period of 2 weeks in China? Did you know about the 250,000 Chinese slaughtered by Japanese troops over a period of 2 weeks? An atrocity for which the Japanese have never apologized nor paid any reparations? When the Japanese fascists slaughtered millions of Chinese civilians without ever uttering an apology? You can see one of the pictures on my website of one of the fine Japanese troops holding up a Chinese baby on the tip of a bayonet. This is not just a deranged Japanese troop. He was not one troop out of a million. This is what they were doing, raping and murdering. Read about the rape of Nanking. Now, why do I bring all of this ugly stuff up? I bring it up as a counterpoint to the propaganda war that Hussein from Honolulu is conducting. This is a make no mistake about it. by going there and conducting these photo ops, he's conducting a propaganda mission against America and its military. And I have a tiny, small voice on the radio show. It's a little voice, small audience, heard around the world, but it's a relatively small audience, even if it's in the millions. And even if its reverberations are heard for weeks to come on the internet, on YouTube, it's a small audience compared to the audience that Hussein from Honolulu has. So, you know, just as the Bible says, listen to a still small voice and you'll hear the truth. Well, I'd like you to listen to the still small voice called the Savage Nation when I come back right here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Well, as the second hour draws to a conclusion, we're all getting ready for the three-day weekend. Of course, in America, it's now an 11-day weekend. Some have started early on Wednesday. They won't be back for an entire week. That's the new socialist America. 10, 12-day holidays. I never saw anything like it. No wonder the children come out of school as idiots. They can't do anything. They're worthless. They can't do a thing. Nothing. Another 10-day vacation for the children to run around on Adderall. But okay, that's the country I live in. What should they be doing? Working, studying, building a life. Why Obama did not go to our war memorial at Arlington National Cemetery, instead went to Japan, is basically a summary of my feelings today. Why he didn't go to Pearl Harbor on the way, for example, on the way to Hiroshima. Let's say the leftist wanted to make a statement about his anti-nuclear stance, which makes no sense whatsoever since he just encouraged and gave Iran the ability to develop nuclear weapons. Everyone knows that. They lied about that. He could have stopped in Pearl Harbor to placate those of us who know the truth and put a wreath at the Arizona Memorial, but he didn't do that, did he? So I've asked you, how do you feel about Obama honoring the dead in Japan and not honoring the dead in America? And what punishment should Benedict Obama face for disgracing our war dead? That was the topic. And unfortunately, I'm out of time. There is another full hour for those of you who want to hang on the phone or those of you who want to call. And I want to talk about Dresden when I come back, where 135,000 to 145,000 people died in Dresden from our firebombing. And I'll tell you more about that. We don't hear anything about that from the Germans. They're not crying about Dresden anymore. But maybe he'll go to Auschwitz and apologize for bombing Dresden. I don't know. That could be next month. In the interim, my friends, have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. And look at those graves as you drive by a veteran cemetery. And if you care, check out Teddy and Me at a bookstore. It might get your mind off the horrors that man has wrought.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The luck to be able to put the world's problems aside, whether it be for a few moments or a few hours. You can all have a good time in this world, no matter how bad the political situation may be. You can still have a good time in this world if you can just let it go. And I want to let it go for a while on the show in this hour. And I want to shift entirely to something else. If you're holding on the atomic stuff and Obama's apology tour, go ahead, stay on the line. We'll get to you. But how about your fondest memories of Memorial Day in your past? See, I'll tell you mine just for fun, just for the heck of it, because I don't have any. I really don't remember anything good about I can almost remember one, only one. I almost drowned at Jones Beach when my father took a day off from work. He worked 7 days a week. And I think he got guilty one Memorial Day to be with his kids because he wasn't being bad. He just had to work in order to bring home the bacon. He had to work 7 days a week, open the store, and hope to God someone bought something. I think it was a Memorial Day weekend. We all drove out on the parkway to Jones Beach. And I remember being caught by a undercurrent, whatever they call it today, is another word for it. Everything's another word. My days it was called weather, now it's called global warming. My days it was called an undercurrent, now it's got another word. Everything is another word. My days it was called a traitor, now it's called Obama. It's a new verb. You don't have to, you're pulling an Obama, you know. So, here we are. Everything's changed, but things remain the same. I remember being sucked out, and I remember the sense of powerlessness when that tide, or whatever it was, like an invisible force from under the water. I was only in up to my neck, waiting. I got an 11 years old. Who knows how old I was? Skinny kid. And I felt something pulled me, like a hand. It was like a water hand pulled me in the water. If you've ever been sucked out by a wave under the surface, grabbed me, pulled me out, and I felt myself tumbling over and over and over, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling. I remember seeing things go around like on a Ferris wheel. I didn't even know where I was, but I inherently didn't suck water, and I would have been dead. I knew then to shut my mouth. Today I don't. But anyway, I shut my mouth and tumbled under the water. I didn't even think about survival. I didn't know what to do. It was such a sense of the world is upside down. I didn't know what to do. I had no training for it. I don't know how it happened. I don't know how it happened. The same invisible force that pulled me out into the ocean at Jones Beach threw me back onto the shore. I don't know how. And I wound up coughing and spitting the water out. And no one actually believed that it happened to me. You can't explain it to people. They figure kids making it up. So that's one of the only Memorial Day things I remember. Another one was a nice one, actually. Once we went out, some friends had a little house in Amityville, New York, on a canal. I don't even remember where it was. Amityville is way out on Long Island, near the water somewhere. And it was a hot summer day. And again, it was a beautiful day for me, because my dad could take a little time off from his work, be with us. You know, what kid doesn't want his father around, right? Every kid wants his father around. There's not a kid on earth, well, unless the father's a monster, mine wasn't. So, you know, it was a whole day of barbecuing and being in a rowboat and going fishing and all that. It was a beautiful day. So here we are, Memorial Day, and everyone's going to celebrate in the only way, any way they can, have a good time. Even if they're not going somewhere, they know it's a special weekend. It usually symbolizes the beginning of summer. Mentally, it says that the spring is more or less coming to an end, and that summer is here, that long, long summer is here. And so we all know that this marks a change in our cycles, the cycles of our calendar. Now, it's agonizing for me to have to have spent yesterday and most of today talking about the traitor in the White House spitting on the graves of our war veterans on Memorial Day, because Memorial Day does talk about the war dead, and we're supposed to respect them in one way or another. And you'd expect the president to go to Arlington National Cemetery and lay a wreath. Something to symbolize the fact that he's commander-in-chief of a military. Or if he's going to Japan on a business trip to give away the store with... Remember, the apology tour is not really the reason he's there. Well, that's one of the reasons he's there. The other reason is to give away the store to the few nations yet who haven't yet screwed us in trade. Vietnam and the others, you know, TPP, that's what he wants to do. And he's dying to pass it through before his regime is over, in order to make sure that they can dump their garbage on our shores and denude us of our manufacturing base even further and steal more of our jobs. I don't know how the AFL-CIO lets this go on without saying anything. In fact, I think even they oppose this, by the way, the TPP. Phone number today is 855-400-7282. Let's take a couple of callers. WABC. Nick, you've been holding a long time. Go ahead. I'm sorry, hit line 4 instead. There's no one there. Line 5, go ahead, please. Nick, you're on the Savage Nation from New York City.
Yes, Dr. Savage, I am absolutely appalled at this president. I am the son of a combat veteran from the Pacific Theater, and who I love dearly. He's been dead for quite a while. But this man agonized over the years about what went on there and what he said he saw. And one day I said to him, Pop, you were in Guadalcanal, Iwo Jima, Saipan, you faced all those campaigns, you never got a scratch. And he said, I know. He says, I was very lucky. He says, but I did know one thing, that when they were mustering us up, and they were mustering us up to invade the island itself, the country, he said, Nick, my dear son, I knew intuitively I was not coming home. He said, because I saw firsthand how these people fought, what they did, and he said many times to me, and I saw what we had to do to fight them and how bad we had to act. To what they drove us to the point that, as I said, he agonized about it for many years. And this man doesn't even go to a memorial in the Pacific for our dead combat veterans and Navy veterans. He embraces what he did today. I am so appalled by this. I'm so beside...
That's why I hope you understand my outrage, and I hope you didn't think I overdid it. I had to get it out of my system. I've never seen anyone commit such treasonous acts. More seditious than treasonous. This is sedition. This is moral sedition, what this man is doing.
All the things...
This is the best way I can put it, is moral sedition. He's demoralizing the American people and the American troops by lying about history and by creating a moral equivalency between us and them at the time, though.
I agree more. Yes.
All right, Nick, I want to say thank you for the call and your father's service. I hope you can get some... You got anything planned for the weekend?
No, I just want to just give you a very brighter note. Years later, I was dating a real doll from Maspeth, Queens, and he had just bought a brand new Seville Cadillac, and he loved it. And I said to him one day...
Wait, I missed something. You were dating a doll, and he had a Cadillac? Did I miss something?
Yeah, I was dating this girl from Queens. I was, you know, I just...
Yeah, but you said you said you were dating this doll from Queens, and he had a Cadillac?
And my father owned a beautiful Cadillac.
Oh, I got mixed up. I thought it was a trans job.
No. He owned a beautiful Cadillac that he really loved. And I said to him one day, Pop, I want to go to dinner tonight. I'm going to take that girl that I introduced you to. I'm going to take her to dinner. Can I borrow the caddy? And he said, yeah, sure. He says, good, have a good time. And he said, where are you going? And I said, well, I'm going to Benihana's restaurant. And he said, yeah, what is that, an Italian restaurant?
Oh, God, I hear it coming. What did he say?
I said, it's a Japanese restaurant. And he gave me a look. He didn't get mad. He didn't say anything bad. He just said to me, you can take the car, but you're going to have to go somewhere else. And so I took it a little literally. I was going to lie to him.
That's funny. That's really a funny story. So where'd you wind up going? Umberto's Clam House?
Actually, I wound up going to Riccio's right on Mott Street. We had a nice time, you know.
I bet you can remember to this day what you ate. What'd you have? Osso Buco?
Ooh, I had ravioli, and she was a German girl. She didn't know that much about Italian food, so she had just pasta with sauce, you know. But I wanted the spinach ravioli.
Isn't it funny how you can remember a meal 25, 30 years later? Isn't that interesting?
That's right.
Well, look, Nick, I'm glad you're a listener to the show, and I appreciate you calling the show, and I'm token of my appreciation. Teddy and me goes out to you. I don't know if you're a dog lover, but everyone has someone in the family that loves dogs, you know? 855-400-7282. Let's shoot down to Texas now on this network called The Savage Nation. Let's go to KLIF in Dallas. Will, line one, make your point, please. Will, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. In 1985, I was a member of the 25th Infantry Division, and we had a joint exercise with the 1st Division Japanese Ground Self-Defense Force in an exercise called Yamasakura. And soldiers do, they get together, you know, like in between exercises and whatnot, and you just get to talking. And one of the things that the Japanese were telling us is that basically their tactics have not changed since World War II. And
when you say tactics... You mean kill prisoners?
Well, no. Tactics as in battle tactics. And how do you defend yourself? Where do you shoot at? How do you move? Where do you put your supplies? Where do you put your artillery? That kind of thing.
I'm not quite following what the point of your information is. Where are you leading us?
In this case, it was their tactics was die in place. This unit is assigned to this location. This is you do not move, you die in place. There is no withdrawal. They have not changed.
So you're saying that as of the time you were in the military, they were still following the rules of Bushido?
Yes.
Do you think that's changed since 85?
They had no reason to change because the U.S. military was guarding them. All they had to worry about was homeland. so they've never changed their tactics. They may.
Well, Will, as a military veteran, are you as offended as I think military veterans are at Obama's behavior?
Extremely so.
Well, I'm shocked that there is not more outrage, especially in the media, although I've come to expect what I get. I'm sending you a copy of, I'll tell you what, Government Zero, since that's what we have right now. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. We're getting nice calls on Memorial Day, on Obama's speech, and other stuff right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. So the media will tell you that Obama did not apologize, but he did. Just by going there and putting a wreath on the Hiroshima Peace Memorial, he did apologize. And, of course, the communist press is already in overdrive covering for him with headlines such as Obama's hug of Hiroshima survivor epitomizes historic visit. That's something you'd expect from the fifth column. You understand that. That's not the whole story. They're forgetting that the Japanese started the war in the Pacific. They're forgetting China, the Bataan Death March, the hell ships, the huge list of atrocities committed by these innocent warriors. And the fact of the matter is he could have gone to Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day weekend, but instead he chooses to spit on the graves of our veterans. And we've talked about that. And that's why I'd rather move on to the issue of, I don't know, some nice memories from Memorial Day, if you have any. KSFO, Ray, you disagree with me? Fire away. You got 1 minute.
Hey, Michael, I think it's good that he didn't fill up. I'm a veteran, infantry airborne. My brother's veteran, infantry air assault. My grandfather, Army Air Corps, flew B-17s into Germany. He actually trained to fly those B-17s off of aircraft carriers into Japan, but his mission was changed. He was shot down over Germany and spent 18 months in a German prison camp. If he were alive today, he'd be disgusted with this president, and this president has no place at a war memorial.
So you're saying he doesn't belong at Arlington because he's not worthy of it.
That's right. The infantry credo is follow me. This president's credo is lead from...
So he actually belongs in Hiroshima.
Correct.
He belongs there from your point of view. That's where he should be.
Yes. My grandfather, if you even mention the name Jane Fonda, you can watch this man blow his cork, literally steam coming from his ears. And I have a feeling if he were alive today, you mentioned the name Hussein Obama, and the same steam would be coming from his ears. He has no place among our veterans. Our veterans should be happy that he's not there. I know it seems like an affront, but the man does not belong.
No, I hear where you're coming from, Ray. I didn't see it from your perspective. When he gave the speech, I looked back and on that morning, death fell from the sky. How about the death that fell from the sky on December 7th, 1941, upon our naval men who were incinerated in Pearl Harbor? What about death from the sky then? He doesn't know about it. He grew up a few miles from there. Who is this guy? Ray, who is he? Where did he come from? Who implanted him into this country to take it down? Ray, I'm sending you Government Zero. Stay on the line. Just stay on the line. WJR, Marlene, you have 1 minute. Fire away. Go ahead. Make your point.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I think a 2016 visit to Hiroshima brings it to the attention of the horror of nuclear weapons. And this year we're campaigning for a new president.
Well, wait a minute. Of course it does. But then why did this president lie about Iran, saying he was negotiating with moderates when it turned out he was negotiating with the hardline fanatical Islamic fascists? And why did he give them the ability to develop nuclear weapons if he's so anti-nuke? What is he, anti-American nuke and pro-Iranian nuke? Have you thought about that?
What about Trump wanting to give it to others?
Wait. Don't bring up Trump. He's not the president. Trump is not the president. This character is the president. He gave Iran the ability to develop nuclear weapons. And here he is lecturing the world about no nukes. Doesn't that bother you? Okay, I guess the cat got your tongue. Okay, 855-407-282. Yeah, guess cat got your tongue. Again, why don't you talk about Nixon next? Tell us about Nixon and the Watergate tapes. That's the next thing I'll hear. Why didn't Nixon do this? And why didn't... Oh, God, people are so brain dead, it's frightening. Riptide, riptide, riptide. That's what I'm trying to remember. Riptide. To me, it was a current, an undercurrent. Now they have a riptide. Is there a difference between an undercurrent and a riptide? Obama would be more like an undercurrent, wouldn't he?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
So we have a traitor in the White House. If Benedict Arnold were alive, he would be Barack Obama. We have a Benedict Arnold in the White House. It's clear to anyone with an IQ over 85 that he hates this country, hates the population except for certain demographics, and works for the dictatorships of the world, celebrating the enemy and spitting on the graves of our war dead. Are these words too harsh for you boys and girls on this Memorial Day weekend? Well, pause on the way to your vacation. Pause on your freedom, if you don't mind. Pause on your way to the beach. Pause on your way, well, wherever you're going this Memorial Day weekend, because it's really not about you. It's about a memory. And it's a memory for who? You see those weird crosses in those veteran cemeteries? You know, those stupid men who gave their life for the country, the guys you laugh at because you're from another world? You wouldn't give your life for the country. Well, that's the reason you have the freedom to go where you're going this weekend. That's what Memorial Day is. And on this weekend, your Benedict Arnold, the man you put in power, a man who should be in prison as far as I'm concerned, your Benedict Arnold, not mine, I didn't vote for this creep. This creep goes to Hiroshima instead of going to Arlington National Cemetery. And he goes out of his way to spit on the graves of the American war dead. He puts a wreath in Hiroshima on the graves of the Japanese war dead without respecting the American servicemen who died so that you could go away this weekend to the beach or to a barbecue. Can you believe that this man has the audacity to do a thing like this? Of course you do. The reason he gets away with it is because of the dumb idiots in the United States of America who don't even know that he's spitting on the graves of the war dead. But let me remind you of what Ronald Reagan said. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. That's what Ronald Reagan said. That's when we had a president who could inspire people and remind them that there's a difference between freedom and slavery. This man is the antithesis of everything America stands for, this one in the White House. You put him there, I didn't. He's not my president. Don't ever refer to him as my president, because he isn't. He is the president of Iran. He's the president of China. He's the president of every despotic regime on the planet. And this apology tour is the lowest point yet in his arc of disrespect. That's right, the lowest point in his arc of disrespect. Obama at Hiroshima. He gave a speech that death fell from the sky, and he hugged the Hiroshima survivor. This evil Benedict Arnold in the White House could have gone to Pearl Harbor and hugged a Pearl Harbor survivor, meaning an American serviceman instead of a Japanese serviceman. His shameful apology tour in Japan is the new low. The man is a psychotic anti-American hater, bowing down to Saudi Arabia's king. No head of state ever bowed down to a king, ever. He is a slave to dictators and a dictator to the American people. He goes to Japan, and he went so far now in discharging his duties in a negative way that I'm asking why the traitor didn't hug a real Pearl Harbor survivor. Why didn't he go to our cemetery here? Our war cemetery here. Why didn't he go here? Why is he going there? Why didn't he go to Arlington National Cemetery? And where's the missus, the other great patriot of America? What do you think, she's scot-free? Another one? I never really loved America until I became First Lady. Who do you think she is? What do you think should be done? Should Congress censure this Benedict Arnold for dishonoring our war dead? That wouldn't be enough for me. for embracing the enemies? That wouldn't be enough for me. How do you feel about Obama honoring all war dead in Hiroshima? How do you feel about him embracing a Hiroshima survivor and not embracing a Pearl Harbor survivor? What punishment should Benedict Obama face for disgracing our war dead? What punishment should Benedict Obama face for disgracing our war dead? Many of you don't know who Benedict Arnold was. He was an American soldier in the Revolutionary War who was really a spy for the enemy, the British. It's clear to me, as I've said for years on the Savage Nation, which is why the show is so popular, it's very hard to tell the truth, and it's very hard, by the way, to accept the truth. But for years I've been saying he's playing for the other side. It's never been more clear to me than he is playing for the other side. Why didn't the traitor hug a Pearl Harbor survivor instead? Why did he go to Hiroshima and tell the world how bad we were for having dropped the bomb? What about the death that fell from the sky on December 7th, 1941 at Pearl Harbor, Barry? I mean, you grew up in Hawaii, allegedly, didn't you? Did you ever go to Pearl Harbor, Barry? How about telling that death fell from the sky when the Japanese started World War II against America, rather, on December 7, 1941, when they started the war in their Death Fell from the Sky speech? How come we don't give a speech there? You know, we've gone from Tokyo Rose to Tokyo Barry in one generation. There was once a propagandist named Tokyo Rose. We have tapes of her. Hello, Yankee! That one. Trying to demoralize the American troops, telling them that they were no good and how good the Japanese were. We now have Tokyo Barry, basically shaming us for winning World War II. This is the most outrageous thing this narcissistic psychotic has ever done. This is the most embarrassing thing that this narcissistic animal has ever done. I've never heard anything like this. If it wasn't for Harry Truman, we wouldn't have ended the war so quickly. The Japanese would have fought to the last woman, the last child on the home islands. Ask them who know the history. As I've told you, they were told to make weapons out of bamboo sticks, even the old women, and to kill Americans when they came on the islands. Truman understood that if he didn't use the bomb, perhaps a million American service members died. 1 million. And by the way, Japanese resistance was actually growing as the U.S. forces were preparing for invasion. And the fanatical Japanese resistance was being marshaled, by the way. And the number of projected U.S. casualties kept rising by military planners at the time. So the fact of the matter is, although it was horrible, war is hell. Truman did what he had to do to end the war in the Pacific. He wanted to end the war and save American lives. Because he put, and notice the emphasis, save American lives. He wasn't a citizen of the world. Truman was not a citizen of the world. He was the president of the United States of America. Obama, if he's a citizen of the world, ought to go move to Brussels where he belongs. Let him go eat mussels in Brussels. This day of infamy will never be forgotten by me. He's making a moral equivalence between us and them in World War II. Instead of laying a wreath in Pearl Harbor, where there are still corpses or skeletons in the hulls of the ships at the bottom of the bay sunk by the Japanese during their sneak attack, instead of going to Arlington National Cemetery, this walking traitor, this amoral traitor, this amoral American so-called president, violating our values, violating the Constitution, treating America's enemies as morally equivalent to us, is a new low even for this character. Now, of course, his apologists, such as Jake Tapper and Wolf Blitzer, will blink tonight and say he didn't actually apologize in Hiroshima. Did he, Wolf? Wolf, did he apologize? No, Jake, he didn't really apologize. He laid a wreath. He laid a wreath there in at the peace memorial there in Hiroshima. But he is an apologist. Bent his knee to the Arab kings. I love he gave a speech calling for a world without nuclear weapons as though he's still on a college campus somewhere in an anti-war rally. This is while he's given Iran a fast track to developing a nuclear weapon. He's telling us to no more nuclear weapons. Went to Europe. Europe was saved at least three times by America just in the last century. And yet he went there and apologized on one of his trips. when he said there have been times where America has shown arrogance and been dismissive, even derisive. You know, this would be the equivalent. Attention, Jewish Americans, especially liberals listening to the show. I'm not picking on you. I'm singling you out. You will know why? Imagine if your president, who you love so much, who you have nothing but kindness for and love for, and you'd love to see Hillary as president because she'd be a continuation of his behavior, his policies and his actions. Can you imagine if this man went to Auschwitz and honored the dead Nazis by saying, I'm here to honor all the war dead, and he left and didn't say anything about the Jews that were killed by the Nazis? How would you feel today? Can I possibly awaken you to what I'm talking about? Is there any chance of reaching a belligerent, progressive, leftist person in this country? Is there a chance to break through the belligerence of their stupidity? So here we have Benedict Obama not going to Arlington National Cemetery, but going to Hiroshima, spitting on the graves of our war dead, not mentioning the rape of Nanking, the Banga Island Massacre, the slaughter of Australian Army nurses, the Bataan Death March, the Sandakan Death March, the cannibalism and the deaths on the Kokoda Track, the conscription of women for sexual slavery in Japanese army brothels by the Japanese, the mutilation and murder of Dutch civilians in Borneo, the murder and the cannibalism of American pilots who were captured, the murder of American pilots and aircrew at Midway, the bombing of the hospital ship Manunda, the sinking of the hospital ship Centaur, the extermination of survivors of merchant vessels sunk by the Japanese. And did I fail to mention, my friends, what I spent a lot of time on yesterday? The experiments, the live experiments on live prisoners of war by the peace-loving Japanese in World War II. Peace-loving Japanese conducted experiments on living American, Australian, and New Zealand boys. Not even anesthesia. They removed organs from their bodies. They froze their arms. They amputated their arms and then assigned them to the other side of their body. I don't even want to tell you any more than that. And we're supposed to sit here and have sympathy for them? Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind? Are you people that crazy that you'd let this traitor come back to the country without people demanding he be censured by Congress? That's the least we could do, is demand one person in Congress to stand up and say, Mr. President, we are bringing a censure motion today for your despicable behavior in Japan. It won't happen. Don't wait for it. Not under Paul Ryan. He's just like him. Bowing to foreign leaders, bowing to the King of Saudi Arabia, bowing to the Emperor of Japan, bow to China's communist leader, going to Castro, and now spitting on the graves of our war dead. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2646.
Censure. Censure. Censure.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I am calling for the censure of the President of the United States of America for what he has done on his apology tour of Japan. There are consequences to behavior. He's never been punished in his life. And this president of ours needs to be censured.
Censured.
Strong or vehement expression of disapproval. Such as, the newspapers were unanimous in their censure of the tax proposal. As a noun, it's known as an official reprimand, as by a legislative body or of one of its members. They could censure him. I don't even think it requires a majority vote. If there were a few, with any courage, they would censure this man. Verb, when it's used as a verb, when you say he was censured, it means to criticize or approach in a harsh or vehement manner, such as she is more to be pitied than censured. When it's used as a verb, without an object, censured, it's censuring, to give censure, adverse criticism, disapproval, or blame. Don't you think Obama should get some disapproval for what he is doing over there in Japan? I do. I think it's long overdue. Long overdue. There are synonyms to censure, such as condemnation, a reproach, reprehension, rebuke, reprimand, stricture. We don't use these words anymore because of rap music, We have a vocabulary of less than 200 words now in America. The F word is used as a noun, a pronoun, a verb. Yeah, it works in many different ways because of rap music. You can use the F word many different ways, or the B word. You know, you can use that as an antonym, a synonym, a pronoun, a verb, adjective, any way you want to use it. See, it's amazing what you can do with language. You only need 50 words of English to make $50 million a year, so what's the point of using all these words? So I'm using a word called censure. That's because I believe he deserves to be censured by Congress.
Censure.
That's right, lady, you're right. You're 100% right. I'm sending you a free copy of Teddy and Me.
Censure.
I sent you a book already. Stop it.
Censure.
I'll send you Government Zero if you stop.
Censure.
Shut up, or I'll break the speaker. KCMO, Andrew. KCMO Radio. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Andrew, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, sir? I just wanted to let you just thank you for getting me back into the Marine Corps here. I got out in 2013. I've been listening to your show for about 3 years, put myself through college on the GI Bill, decided to go get a commission because just kind of the words you're preaching out there. I just want to say a quick thank you. I'm on my way out to OCS right now. Driving up.
Wow. So you're re-enlisting because of the patriotism I instilled with you in you with this show today?
Not necessarily today. Just listening to you for the past 3 years, and you're kind of bringing that fire back.
Wow.
Ready to go put it back to work.
Well, that's beautiful to hear. Let's hope to God you never have to face combat, but I'm afraid with what the damage that Barry has done, we're going to have to face a lot more than combat. The piper has not yet been paid for what this man has done and what he will do. So thank God for men like you. The shameful apology tour. Today it's in Hiroshima. Yesterday it was in Saudi Arabia. God knows where it'll be tomorrow. I'll send you a copy of Government Zero to take with you to Paris Island if you have to be retrained. Well, that's about it, my friends. It's been a sad, sad day in American history. It should never be forgotten. This is a day of infamy. What he has done in Hiroshima, in apologizing for winning World War II and debasing our troops and all of the dead and overlooking the atrocities in the Japanese Imperial Army, is a day, in fact, that shall live in infamy amongst those of us who do still have a memory. I want to thank you for listening to this program, The Savage Nation, heard weekdays on your local affiliate. I'd like to thank you for listening, and I hope you come back every day for more from Michael Savage.